This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Gang's all here ready to go, as we always do every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. We say good morning to the Blitz, 1170 a.m. Tulsa, Oklahoma. They have climbed on board the Dan Patrick Show train, a train that is going to continue to run for 4.5 more years. Tulsa, you said it could never happen, Paulie.
Yeah, I was wishful.
Yeah, the Blitz, 1170 a.m. in Tulsa, Oklahoma, as we creep closer towards 400 radio stations.
No, not 400.
400 radio stations. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. You can download the app, and you can watch this program all 3 hours. Peter King is going to join us. He's been to a few training camps, including the Jets. We'll get his thoughts on Aaron Rodgers. And I'm gonna pose this to Peter King. Over, under, Aaron Rodgers stay with the Jets. And I'm going to put it at 2.5 years. What do you think Peter King will, after talking to Aaron Rodgers, if I said 2.5 years, Peter King will join us coming up next hour. We had Aaron Rodgers getting involved in the Sean Payton, Nathaniel Hackett controversy. We'll talk about that here in a moment. Let's see. Operator Tyler standing by, taking your phone calls. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. The Angels keep buying. The Mets are selling. Trade deadline coming up tomorrow. You got controversy with the Colts. You got Jim Irsay and his star running back, Jonathan Taylor. They're not on the same page. Joe Burrow's going to be out a few weeks. We contemplated, what does a few mean? If I said over under a few at 2.5, what would you take? Is few 2? Or over 2.5, 3. Marvin, if you're bringing friends over to your mom's house and you say, I'm going to bring a few friends, how many would few be?
3.
All right.
At least.
At least 3. Todd, what is few?
Few would be as many as 4. Once you're getting into the 5 range, I think that becomes several.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
You went from few to several.
I think the 5 spot gets you several people are coming over.
All right. How about you, Seton O'Connor?
A few is 3+.
Okay. Paulie?
Plus. That's very open-ended.
Yeah.
Well, it could be 4.
Because, oh. I mean, 5 could be a handful.
Yeah.
I'm going to go hard ceiling, hard floor. 3 to 4 is few.
Okay.
The few means less, not a lot. Several is very open-ended.
But what is the line between less and lot?
If I'm a Bengals fan, I hear Joe Burrow's out a few weeks. That's bothersome.
Yeah. In case you're wondering, I did not make it to the Snoop Dogg concert with Wiz Khalifa.
Oh.
Yeah. The guy that I was going with bailed, and I wasn't going to go Han Solo. He was going. He knew people who knew people, and it was going to be a big deal, and then he bailed on me. Seton, did you make it to the Wiz Khalifa, Snoop Dogg concert.
Yeah, we had settled on a compromise of it was just going to be me and my son that were going to go.
Oh, no. Okay, so your wife read some of the lyrics with Snoop Dogg?
She knows some of Snoop's music, but she wasn't quite as well-versed as maybe she thought she was. Mm. And then she started, I think, like just going down a playlist or whatever, and she got to one song called It Ain't No Fun. Mm-hmm. There's another part to the, even just the title of that.
Marvin's always singing that. Hey, you can't even play that.
I'm going to play what we can play on terrestrial radio.
Okay. Here is Snoop Dogg.
When I met you last night, baby.
And that's it.
she was reading lyrics to me and saying, I can't stand next to our son while someone is saying this.
Okay.
So that being said, then we ended up not actually making it to the concert after all.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You and your son couldn't go?
No, we ended up having like a little bit of an issue, a medical issue at home that kind of ruined the vibe. Oh. Everything's fine.
Okay.
But it was kind of like we were pretty much like, oh, yeah, well, let's just go then. And then some things happened. It was like, I just kind of killed the vibe.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Well, I was going to go. And, of course, I was going to have a great time. But, my buzzkill friend said, no, I can't do it. I said, okay. And then he said, do you want to go to Jersey and see Snoop? I go, no, no. You know, he goes, it's like an hour and 45 minutes away. And I go, no. I was going to go to Hartford and see Snoop and Wiz Khalifa. I don't even know if I would have seen Wiz Khalifa. But even if I saw Wiz Khalifa, I might not know that I saw Wiz Khalifa. But Snoop Dogg, my friend's like, hey, he wants to talk football with you. I go, okay, all right. He said, but we're not going in. There's no secondhand smoke, and I'm not going on the bus.
And big Raiders guy, isn't he, Snoop?
I think he's a Steeler fan. I think he was trying to get in maybe with the Washington Commanders.
Wiz Khalifa is a Steeler. He had Black and Yellow as one of his songs.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I didn't get to see Snoop and Wiz Khalifa, and neither did see.
Yeah.
For differing reasons.
Yeah.
Yes, Paul.
It's Snoop I feel bad for. He's expecting you. He's expecting Little Seton was going to be there.
Yeah, I know.
And then we found out that my sister-in-law, my wife's sister, took her and like a bunch of her teenage daughter's friends to the show.
Oh, boy.
And that was just an interesting twist, too, because I was just like, well, okay. Just thinking.
Okay.
But some of the concerns my wife had.
All right. Yeah.
Anywho.
Well, we will do best and worst of the weekend. I'm not sure if that will come up as one of Seton's best or worst, but we'll have that for you. And your phone calls, always welcome. We'll settle on a poll question. Todd was with his passive-aggressive suggestions. I'll start with you, Todd.
Aaron Rodgers' reaction to what Sean Payton said about Nathaniel Hackett is right on the money, stick up for your beloved former coach. Unnecessary. Leave it alone and worry about getting the Jets to the Super Bowl.
All right. This happened with USA Today. Jarrett Bell did an interview with Sean Payton. And Sean Payton was speaking out of school, I think, as most coaches and players, ownership. But he was honest. And it's almost like he was an analyst with what he was saying. But Aaron Rodgers said that Sean Payton's comments about Nathaniel Hackett were very surprising and out of character for a coach to do that to another coach. Do we have some sound off of this, Marvin?
It made me feel bad that someone who's accomplished a lot in the league is that insecure that they have to take another man down to set themselves up for some sort of easy fall if it doesn't go well for that team this year. I thought it was way out of line, inappropriate, and I think he needs to keep my coach's names out of his mouth.
Okay. And yes, they do get to play during the regular season. Yay, week 5. Broncos, Jets.
Let's go.
It would be better if Sean Payton was playing as opposed to being the coach for the Broncos, but Aaron Rodgers was not pleased. But Payton hinted that the Jets, they're infatuated with pomp and circumstance of a blockbuster offseason that included the acquisition of Rodgers. Payton hinted that the Jets were, quote, a dream team that is doomed to failure. Also, talked about the play calling, the offensive line, how everybody was pretty much culpable for the Broncos being terrible last year, and don't put all of this on Russell Wilson. And then Aaron Rodgers talked about his relationship, and he said, You know, I love him and his family. He's an incredible family man, an incredible dad. Not sure what that has to do with coaching. And on the field, he's arguably my favorite coach I've ever had in the NFL. Yeah, he said a lot of nice things, stood up for his coach. Good. And they play each other week five. So your question was my reaction to that. Right on the money. Stick up for your beloved former coach. Unnecessary. Leave it alone. Worry about getting the Jets to the Super Bowl. No, in the moment, you got to say something. I think he did the right thing. That's his current coach. And it's not like Nathaniel Hackett's back in Green Bay. He's there with the Jets. Yeah, Seton.
If Nathaniel Hackett was just his former coach and not his current offensive coordinator, does he say anything?
Well, I don't know if he says it with the same tone. That it might be more of a, hey, you know, that's unprofessional. You shouldn't be talking about other coaches like that. He did the best he could. He's still one of my favorite coaches. I don't know if he'd get to the line where you keep my – it was almost a Will Smith moment with Chris Rock at the Academy Awards. That was the feeling I got. Like, is he going to come up there and smack Sean Payton on the sidelines week five? The NFL has to love this. The NFL has to just sit back and go, yeah, all right, I like that. Yeah, continue. Yeah, you know, we don't want violence, but we do like controversy. Yes, Marvin?
Week one of Hard Knocks, already said.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're right. But Aaron Rodgers was doing an interview with Peter Schrager from NFL Network, and had a few things to say there. Peter King spoke with Aaron Rodgers as well. And he'll join us coming up a little bit later on. Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary. It's extra easy with full remote access to your vehicle from your smartphone via the Mercedes Me Connect app. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ. What else do you have today, Todd?
We've got, if my current life situation was a baseball team at the trade deadline, being trade deadline eve today, I'm a buyer, I'm a seller. Whether you got a boyfriend or girlfriend you're not in loving these days, or you're taking a look at your wife, husband, and kids at a particular moment, you're like, you know what? I don't know about where things are going here.
Okay, run that by me again.
If my current life situation was a baseball team at the trade deadline, I'm a buyer, I'm a seller.
Okay, what are you?
I am definitely a buyer. I'm not looking to add to the family. I'm not reading it that way. Buyer is more like you're content and you hope that things will get even better than they already are.
Well, you gave us only two options.
That's the only two options.
You're either buying or selling.
But you're buying into your family and your girlfriend or boyfriend and things are great and you've got positive attitude.
When you're buying, you're adding. When you're selling, you're discarding.
However you want to read into it.
So are they both negative? Is that what you're saying?
Buyer would probably be more positive. Like things are going well. And
you know, I'm talking to Dan.
Oh.
I think you got to have a third. First of all, it's a stupid question.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah.
That's harsh.
Well, if I'm a buyer, like, they're both wrong.
Like, you're buying into what you have. This is great. I love my family.
No, that's not okay. If I'm looking at that and I look at teams that don't do anything at the trade deadline, are they buying? They didn't do anything, but they're buying into the team they have.
They think they don't have to do anything more. They got exactly what they've
got. That's not the way we label these teams.
But the seller one is very interesting. You're going to break up with somebody, or you're going to get a divorce, or you're going to quit your job. But there's all kinds of things you could do with seller.
Who do you think is going to admit that?
This is an anonymous poll. Frank in West Virginia is not calling.
Anonymously on Twitter is pretty easy. But if it did say, like, content with my roster, it's...
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, what else do you have, Todd?
Ready to watch Team USA versus Portugal at 3 in the morning Eastern time? Absolutely. I'm all about the World Cup. I'm going to have to miss that one.
All right.
3 a.m. Eastern time, the pitch.
All right.
How much UFC and boxing did you tune in for this weekend? That got some attention over the weekend. Just UFC, just the boxing, both neither.
I'm going to save this for a little bit later. We'll address that with the boxing match. That was what I thought must-see TV. Okay, what else?
And if you're a running back feeling very underpaid these days, will you get a part-time job on the side to help cover expenses? Unfortunately, I might just have to. Nah, I still make some pretty good dough. I'll be all right.
I don't know if you have to do all right.
I like all right. I like that.
All right. Seton, do you got anything better?
Will you get a part-time job?
Yeah.
Expenses?
You're struggling.
You know what? Actually, I was going to throw up your Aaron Rodgers question for Peter King.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers will stay with the Jets for 2.5 years. You'd take the over or under?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Okay.
I'm gonna throw that one up there.
Okay.
Why? What do you think?
Man, I'm not in the business any longer of trying to handicap
Aaron Rodgers. Will he be there for a couple years or a few years,
Ooh.
Dan?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, few, yeah. And that's where I was thinking, few is 2.5. That would be 3. Is he going to be there a few years?
Or 4.
Yeah. Do I think he's going to be there more than 2 years? Man. I'm going to say yes, but with the caveat, if they would happen to win the Super Bowl, then I don't know if he would continue to play.
Walk off.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That could be.
Yeah. Just that would be the only caveat, the asterisk that what, hon?
If he's healthy enough, don't you try for the repeat, though? Like, Elway was all banged up, and he stuck it out one more year, and it doesn't necessarily work out that way where you can win 2 in a row and leave. But if he's still well enough to play and you happen to win the Super Bowl.
Well, how about we wait to see if they win one?
Which I don't think they're going
to
do.
And then we could have the topic of, hey, how do you not stick around and try to go back-to-back? I think it would be one of those, understand this. He was 90% retired when he went into his dark place, that he was going to retire and then came out and now he's going to play. Now maybe he's going to play 1 year or maybe 2 years. So now he's going to be 90% retired to mount. Maybe he's going to play for 3 years. I think if he wins a Super Bowl, it'd be a walk-off for him. But I'm not going to try to handicap him. It's difficult because trying to understand what his motives are, what he wants to do with his life, what he wants to do after this, how important is football in his life? If it wasn't important, it was 10% important. It was 90% not important. Now, and then if something goes wrong, he gets nicked up, they start to lose, he's not having fun, then all of a sudden you're going to go under 2.5. Yes, Todd.
I'll tell you what is important. Mike Florio seemed to agree with me last week, getting that $33.7 million on the back end. That's just not going to go away.
I realize that.
1.3% of the team, whatever they're going to do.
You have a problem with Aaron Rodgers.
I just refuse to believe that he's going to give the Jets back $33.7 million, never to see that money ever again. It's impossible for me to believe.
You could.
Okay, how much money you have?
You could be right, but you could be wrong. Speaking of,
you may be crazy.
You might be
that's the lunatic you're looking for.
That's Billy Joel.
You may be right. That's great. Glass Houses.
Yeah.
First song of Glass Houses. Friday.
Yeah. Thank you, Todd.
Odd by Sometimes a Fantasy, and Don't Ask Me Why, and still rock and roll to me.
We're gonna take a break, but you're not singing Billy Joel on Friday
I'm
night
not.
With Darius Rucker.
And Awful Lena, I believe, was the last song of Friday.
Yes. We do need to talk about this because the guest list is getting out of hand. As I was told over an email, let's not invite the entire town, please. Bleep Show was also a phrase that came up by somebody on Darius's end here. But Todd will be, he'll be there. We're going to chronicle everything that happens. It'll be Behind the Music with Todd Fritz with Darius coming up on Friday night. Let's take a break. Jonathan Taylor and Jim Irsay at odds next here. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Nate Atkins, Colts insider for the Indianapolis Star, had a lot of really good things talking about the 10 thoughts on Jonathan Taylor's contract standoff with the Colts. And Nate joins us from Colts camp. All right, give us the sort of Cliff Notes version here, Nate. How did we get to this point with Jonathan Taylor and Jim Irsay?
Man, this has been something that's been building really since last season ended. Jonathan Taylor coming off of a high ankle sprain, needed ankle surgery, got it in January, and then was entering, you know, a contract year. And he felt at the time that he was going to be able to just kind of play it the way he's always played it, which is nice guy, team, you know, team player, all of that. This team is rewarded player after player heading into their contract year, whether it's Quentin Nelson, Shaquille Leonard, Braden Smith, on and on. And then when he got to somewhere around May, realized that the offers weren't coming. The Colts were kind of in a new place with Shane Steichen. They wanted to let some things play out. They wanted to see how his health was going to be. So he switched up agents. And ever since that moment, it's just kind of ramped up to where the offer's not coming, training camp arriving, the threat of having to practice and risk that more injury without security just got him in a place where he didn't really know what to do. And so it's just really ramped up to the point where they met on a bus, Jonathan Taylor and Jim Irsay, just 2 days ago, and met for an hour and realized that they were not anywhere close together. And that's when it came out that he's requested a trade, and Jim Irsay talked to us and many other outlets and said, we're not trading him. And so this has become just an ultimate stare down of two sides that just flat out don't trust each other, but there's not really a clear resolution because the Colts value him enough to want him to be here for Anthony Richardson, help him, support him for this year, but not promise anything beyond that and not promise a negotiation until after the season ends, which is obviously not what Jonathan Taylor wants.
Okay, yeah, Jonathan Taylor switched agents. Saquon Barkley switched agents. What are they hoping to get from the new agents that they didn't get from the old agents as far as getting more money?
It's really just a new negotiating tactic. Like I said, Jonathan's grown up here in the Colts the past 3 years where just a year ago at this time, Quentin Nelson was in the exact same spot. And the Colts, when we talked, Chris Ballard said, you know, I'm not going to talk contracts, but Quentin Nelson's a Colt. It's going to happen. And then the night before the season, he gets $60 million guaranteed in the biggest contract in the history of football for a guard. And so Jonathan thought is the clear best player in that offense back in at least 2021 when he won the rushing title. I think he just thought it was a formality. And the fact that it got so long into almost June and realized he hasn't even gotten a single offer, not even a lowball offer from them. It just was so out of character with what he'd seen so far. And he just decided, I don't know what else to do. He's trying to get ahead of it. Right as the running back market is crumbling, he's just not sure what cards to play. So he decided to kind of move it to a nuclear level. Mm-hmm. And the Colts really didn't give him any other options because they didn't make a lowball offer that he could even say, okay, I can take some kind of offer that's out there. To him, no offer just means no options.
Tell me what Jim Irsay is saying in this soundbite.
If I die tonight and Jonathan Taylor's out of the league, no one's going to miss us. The league goes on. I mean, we know that. The national football rolls on. It doesn't matter, who comes and who goes.
Where'd this come from?
I'd actually ask that question to Jim Irsay, not on that topic. I was just trying to get him to open up on the debriefing meeting on the bus. And as best I can tell, I think his message to Jonathan is just like, you need to realize the spot you're in, the opportunity you have to go out there and build something dynamic with Anthony Richardson. And the message he's trying to put out there is, if you bet on yourself, have a big year and a contract year, then it'll all work out. But you understand why in this current state of the running back market, why Jonathan's not listening to that, especially when there's that franchise tag lingering out there that teams use all the time on running backs. There's no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow right now for running backs. The pot of gold is a franchise tag that was initially designed as a window to get a long-term deal done. Instead, what it looks like to running backs is a way to just rent them, run up the mileage on their carries and their health, and then set them in a free agency as some lower version of themselves. So it's a message Irsay thought he could get through of like, come on, be a team player, get on board with this thing. And Jonathan's like, okay, show it through some kind of action.
But we're talking to Nate Atkins. He covers the Colts for the Indianapolis Star. The more I thought about it, it's personal for the player. It's business for the owner. But here is an owner who inherited a team. Jonathan Taylor is working for his money. Jim Irsay got his money. He was given his money. He woke up on third base. And I'm sure he's done things to enhance the value and all that. But Jonathan Taylor is going, this is my livelihood here. So the disconnect may be how each other views one another. He's business. This is personal. And they've maintained those battle lines.
Oh, it's absolutely that. And that's why that comment, I think, has gotten so much dialogue, is that to compare the privilege of an NFL owner to a running back right now is just kind of very out of line. Of course, in that analogy, yes, Jim Irsay could die tomorrow, but there's not a real present threat that could have him out of his position in this league in 2 years. Whereas for Jonathan Taylor, another couple injuries, serious injuries, and that's exactly what he's facing. And he will have not, he doesn't have the generational wealth to fall back on. Whereas if Jim Irsay, if he decided, if for some reason he got edged out of being an owner, he's still set up financially for life. So is his kids and his grandkids. Jonathan just got married this past spring. So he's wondering, when do I get even anything that looks remotely like that privilege that you're talking about? And that's why the disconnect just keeps on growing.
Good to talk to you, Nate. Thanks. We'll be following. We appreciate your time.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Peter King is back. 40 years covering the NFL. 40 years. Football Morning in America columnist, NBCSports.com. Peter joins us now. Pete, 40 years. 40 years. I had the under, but congratulations on 40 years. How have training camps changed? Like, the biggest change has been what?
You know, access. You know, two quick examples. I used to, my first year covering the Cincinnati Bengals, in Wilmington, Ohio, that's where training camp was, the port capital of Ohio, by the way. And every year in the parade in downtown Wilmington, they crowned a pork queen. But anyway, I actually did go to that parade. But so at that training camp, I watched practice, I'd say, at least half the day.
Yeah, we had a freeze up there with Peter. See if we need to reconnect there, Todd.
We will reconnect.
All right. Yeah, Peter's frozen in time there.
He's crushing that.
Yes, he was. He was.
Timeless, really.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. 40 years. I didn't even get to my Aaron Rodgers over-under yet. Let's see. Joey in Portland. Hey, Joey. What's on your mind as we wait for Peter King?
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Danettes. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Best of the weekend, no worst. First best, Aaron Judge hitting a home run in his return to the lineup on Saturday. And then second best on Sunday, in church during the message, my pastor dropped a nobody. It's pretty awesome.
Our meet Friday, whenever I read the menu, who has it better than we do? And that stems from a Jim Harbaugh interview. When he was talking about growing up and, you know, that his dad, you know, former great football coach, convinced his brother and his sister that they were going to walk like X number of miles to go to a town. Who has it better than we do? Nobody is what the Harbaugh kids would say. because he would convince them that, yeah, you got it lucky. We get to walk 5 miles together. We don't need a car. Who has it better than we do? Nobody. Yeah, Paul.
I think I saw at training camp the other day, John Harbaugh had the shirt on. Who's got it better than us? Nobody. John Harbaugh had that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in the family.
Okay. Is Peter back with us, Todd?
He is back with us on the phone.
Okay. All right, Pete, you were mid-story about the Bengals training camp in Wilmington, Ohio, and the Pork Queen as well.
Yeah, and so I watched practice with Paul Brown almost, I don't know, at least half the days I covered the team. That was a little bit different. Next year, I go to Latrobe for the first time to see the Steelers in camp. And the PR guy, the venerable Joe Gordon, says, who do you want to talk to? I said, a couple of guys like to talk to Mike Webster. And he said, just go over to room 135 of the player's dorm, knock on the door, he'll answer it. And I walked in Mike Webster's room, talked to him for 45 minutes. Those times have changed a little bit, Dan.
Peter has visited the Jets, Steelers, Lions, Bills, and speaking of the Jets, I put the over-under for Aaron Rodgers' career with the Jets at 2.5 years.
That's a good one.
What would you take?
Over.
Oh. Okay.
Because I'll tell you exactly why. You know, we had a conversation about what he did with his contract. Okay, because, Dan, when quarterbacks and when players rewrite their contracts, they always do it to eventually get up, you know, and get essentially the same amount of money. They just arrange it differently. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers is getting upwards of $30 million less, and he agreed to do that. And one of the things that he told me was essentially, he said, look, I want to show these people that I'm going to be here for a while. And what I really want to do is I want to help us, let's say at the trading deadline, I really want to help us get players. And so I think he thinks of this as more than, you know, we've said, Jesus, he's only going to be there 1 year. No, of course he's going to be there at least two. But I would say more than that. He was talking about how good he feels. He talked a lot about Tom Brady's training and physical regimen. He's given up sugar and almost everything in terms of processed food. And so he's playing Brady right now, and I think he wants to play not just to the age of 40, but well into his 40s.
Could you see a scenario, and I know this is obviously hypothetical, but all goes well, they win the Super Bowl, Aaron Rodgers walks away?
He might. Who knows? Dan, I don't really know Aaron Rodgers. I talked to him twice a year, let's say.
Okay.
We had a good conversation, but I don't know him the way I've known some other players. He's very much there's a fence up there. And he likes that. He likes his privacy. He likes his other life. So I have no idea, but I do think that if he wins it all, he may reconsider. The one thing I do know, he's told me a couple of times, he really wants to see the world. You know, I think he would, like the way Larry Fitzgerald did, you know, he's been to like 98 countries. Mm. I think Aaron Rodgers would really get into that when he stops playing football.
Talking to Peter King, Football Morning in America columnist. He's back, and this is his 40th year covering NFL training camps. And then you had the matchup with the Jets and Broncos week 5 with Aaron Rodgers and Sean Payton. What was your reaction to Sean Payton's comments to USA Today?
I mean, it was way over the top. I thought it – I couldn't believe it. There's no purpose served to do that, in my opinion. And I think once the genie was out of the bottle, Sean, and I'm sure the Broncos' excellent PR guy, Patrick Smyth, realized you got to do something about this. Mm. And so he did. He tried to. But Dan, we were driving from Latrobe to Port Clinton, Ohio, to have dinner on Friday night, and then on to Detroit after Steelers camp, and I got a phone call from a coach who just said he broke the code. He broke the code. And he said, if you talk to Saleh, urge him to not accept an apology so easily. But you know what? Saleh's not a warmonger. I think assuming that the call will happen or maybe has happened over the weekend, I think Peyton will totally capitulate and say how sorry he is. And Saleh may challenge him a bit, but I don't think Saleh's going to make this a war. Mike Tomlin said something funny, though, to me. He goes, man, that all I know is that I hope that that game, the Denver Jets game, is on national TV, maybe at a time where everybody can watch it, because I want to watch that football game.
Right now, I think it's a 425 game. And so I don't know if Michael will be doing a 1 o'clock game or another one, but a lot of people get an opportunity to see that. Jim Irsay, he loves to think out loud. And in this situation, like, what did he put himself into with Jonathan Taylor, do you think, big picture with his comments?
I mean, that's another case of, and I think, look, I think Jim Irsay is a very, very, for those who don't know him, he's a very good-hearted person. He loves his team. All he did was answer a question honestly about, hey, your problem isn't with us. It's with your union. If you want to fix the franchise tag, you got to fight for it. But why would we give up stuff we got on the franchise tag and stuff in this new agreement and voluntarily pay a position that isn't paid very well, twice or three times as much as the average now, just because you think you're worth it? And look, it was probably time to lower the temperature and maybe have no comment, no question about it. He didn't help, but I read his comments, and look, it was not the right time to say it, but I read his comments, and I said, he's just simply stating a fact.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, he is, but I don't know what that fact is going to lead to as far as...
I don't know how it helps. It doesn't help, and so I would not have done it, but I don't think it was altogether that controversial. The timing of it... It was just a bad time to say that when you know that one of your huge stars is butt hurt over the whole thing.
Why are we so optimistic on the Detroit Lions?
Because I think when a team finishes 8-2, when a team fixes the defense that was so awful the first half of the season, and we think they fixed the defense when they have some very, very good young players, especially on the front seven, Aiden Hutchinson, James Houston. Look, I feel the same way as you. I think there's a chance this is 28-3 at halftime of the opening game. However, I think that the NFL in putting the game there, which was to me the biggest surprise of the whole schedule process, I think the NFL in putting the game there said, Dan Campbell, we trust you. Jared Goff, Ben Johnson. America doesn't know this Ben Johnson, but I'm telling you, the offensive coordinator of the Lions, he'll be a head coach in the NFL, I don't know when, sometime. He is really, really smart. It's like he fell off the Sean McVay tree, even though he didn't. And I think he's really bright. And you're going to hear a lot about him. And I think he's been a godsend for Jared Goff. He saved Jared Goff's career, or helped save Jared Goff's career.
Joe Burrow's situation, they said out a few weeks. Any concern there, cause for concern?
Of course. You know, look, if you were positive that Joe Burrow is going to play the opener against Cleveland, and you were sure that he was going to be 100% for that game, then no worries. But that is a weird injury. You know, a strained calf, depending on the level of strain, if it's not all better, let's just say he's going and trying to run away from Myles Garrett on September 10th, they could be in trouble. Because if this injury somehow, some way lingers, you know, the Bengals are going to finish third or fourth in that division. And so, you know, he is, I think, yes, I do think there's cause to be worried. The only good thing for them is when you have 6 weeks before you play a game that matters, that seemingly is enough time to get this right. It's just, if Joe Burrow enters the season 89% or something like that, and he re-aggravates it, you know, it's wait till 2024 for the Bengals.
How much pressure are the Buffalo Bills under?
I think a lot, but I was there yesterday and you can't feel it. It's like all DeMar Hamlin all the time. It's amazing there. Where DeMar Hamlin has gone from being someone who no one really knew at noon on January 2nd. 2 days later, he's on the back page of the New York Post with a screaming headline, America's Son. And now I would say, Dan, I'll ask you this question. I'd say he's one of the 10 most famous people in the NFL today. Okay. And I'd ask you this question. Who's more famous in the United States right now? Lamar Jackson, former MVP of the NFL, or DeMar Hamlin?
Oh, DeMar Hamlin, because that story crossed over. So every football fan knows both of them, but your wife or your mother, they know DeMar Hamlin.
That's right. That's right. And so, Dan, you know what was really interesting yesterday at camp? When I watched post-practice, DeMar Hamlin had a line of people waiting for him, family, friends, and all that stuff. Not only does he sign a lot of autographs, but, you know, when you go to Bills camp and you're the nephew of the strength coach, you want to meet DeMar. And so DeMar was just there. I counted 35 minutes afterwards that he was just meeting, posing, signing, hugging babies. You know, and I walked away and I said to somebody there, you know, Josh Allen is 1A and will be for the foreseeable future. He is, and rightfully so, a beloved figure in that community. But DeMar Hamlin is close right now. And, you know, Dan, the weird thing, and I don't expect him to get cut. I really don't. But right now, he's fighting for the fourth safety job in that camp. You know, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, and they signed Taylor Rapp from the Rams in free agency, and he's pretty solid at number three. And remember, DeMar Hamlin played last year, but only because of an injury to Micah Hyde. So that's what you have to look out for. And again, I do not think they're going to cut him. However, I do think I would just watch that. You know, today is a huge day for DeMar. Right now, it's happening. They started their first padded practice of the summer at 9:30 this morning. So you need, before you get off the air, to get an update of how DeMar Hamlin did in that practice, because it will be the first time in exactly 30 weeks that he hit somebody in a violent way. Now, is he going to be always thinking about that moment on an absolutely average tackle of T. Higgins? Is he going to be thinking of that moment when he lowers his shoulder into Dawson Knox this morning? You know, so it's going to be interesting to watch.
Peter King's upcoming visits to camp, the Eagles, Ravens, Dolphins, Falcons, Panthers. Pete, safe travels as always. Great to have you back. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a million, Dan, anytime.
That's Peter King, the Football Morning in America columnist.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.